from the very beginning all the way through the chapter. Geography, geography, geography. Those that teach that verse 41, the glorious land, that when he shall enter into the glorious land in verse 41, when the papacy shall conquer the glorious land, and they say the glorious land is the Seventh-day Adventist Church, they're totally and fully out of context with chapter 11. Chapter 11, from the very beginning, is geography, geography, geography. In the time, the information on Persia, it's a struggle for geography. The information on Greece, a struggle for geography. The information on pagan Rome, a struggle for geography. The information on papal Rome, struggle for geography. We come to verse 40, when the modern papacy is going to be established, and these men that teach that the glorious land is the Seventh-day Adventist Church, the ones that I have heard their presentations on verse 40, they would acknowledge that verse 40 is describing the collapse of the Soviet Union. Once again, geography. And then they come to verse 41, and without any inspired reasoning, inspired evidence to the contrary, they switch from a conquering of geography to a conquering of a spiritual entity. But we'll look at more of that later. Then, after the king of the north in verse 41 conquers the glorious land, which we will establish as the United States as we continue through this presentation, he then stretches in verse 42 his hand. He stretches forth his hand also upon the countries, and the land of Egypt shall not escape. The land of Egypt, from my understanding, is the easiest symbol in all of the last six verses of Daniel 11 to establish. And the land of Egypt, more often than anything in Bible prophecy, is describing the world. And in verse 42 and 43, which from my perspective, these two verses should go together. Verse 42 and 43, both talking about how the king of the north, the papacy, conquers Egypt and how he comes into control of the financial structure of Egypt. So they could have been one verse had the Bible translators chose to make it that way. But the point being is that immediately after verse 41, we once again see the papacy, the modern papacy, conquering a geographical area. All the entire world, this verse says, is going to come under control of the papacy. Now, at this point, let me